coalition of civil rights groups in Milwaukee is urging people to sign an online petition calling on Clear Channel Outdoor to remove more than a dozen billboards in African-American, Latino, and student neighborhoods in the city. The billboards are similar to ones that appeared in the same neighborhoods during elections in both 2008 and 2010. They warn in large block letters that voter fraud is a felony punishable by 3 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Mike Wilder of the African American Roundtable calls the signs a blatant attempt to suppress the minority vote.
A lot of people think that we still have to have an ID to vote in the state of Wisconsin. That's not true. A lot of people think that they are ineligible to vote because they are a felon, but they are currently off paper, in which state law says if you're off paper and you're a felon, you can vote. This is only adding to the confusion. It's intimidation. You know, it's misleading, and it's very deceptive, and we want them out of our community.
Wilder says Clear Channel has refused to identify the organization that rented the billboards and has denied that they target only minority voters. County and state officials in Milwaukee have made prosecuting voter fraud a top priority over the past 2 years. A spokeswoman for the state attorney general's office says in regard to the billboards that the Department of Justice supports both the effort to deter crime using accurate messages and the right of free speech. Meanwhile, Common Cause, the national campaign watchdog group, has called on the National Broadcasters Association to take a stand against the voter fraud billboards. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.